the pineapple juice drained out of the crushed pineapple and water, whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it's almost set, I just beat it with a Mixmaster at high speed and get that frothy, you know, it sort of whips it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just dump in a half a cup of mayonnaise and one of these cottage cheese things, creamed, little curds.
Mm-hmm. You put in the whole box?
Yeah. And
half a cup of mayonnaise.
I put it down. Half a cup of mayonnaise and 1 12-ounce cottage cheese, creamed, and a can of pineapple, that crushed pineapple, and I use the large. And just let it set. Stir it all up good, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
It's real easy to do. And I put it in the refrigerator. If you're going to take it over in the morning, I'd make it this afternoon, you know.
Just let it stay.
Tonight, let it stay overnight, and then just cover it and take it over. And it's, of course, you can use Philadelphia cream cheese if you want to make it real rich instead of the cottage cheese. I like the cottage cheese better. That's it.
You don't ever drive the Cadillac anyhow.
See, I don't never drive the Cadillac.
I mean, you all never go anywhere in the Cadillac.
Oh, no.
And you feel like you're falling out?
Just feel like I'm going to fall out of it. For some reason, I don't know why.
You just not used to a Falcon.
I reckon I'm not used to it.
It's a little car. Smaller than what you've been used to.
What you like, the truck?
Yes, ma'am, I like the truck.
Well, you see, you're way up in the truck where you can
see.
That's
what I like.
I like to sit up where I can see where I'm going.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is the thing I like about a truck. You're up where you can see.
And don't put me in one of these little bugs, little low cars.
Now, do you notice the roar?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I notice it.
I didn't notice it till you and Marvin spoke of it. So it must not. Faye's car was roaring, you could tell that. You know, when you get out on a rough pavement, when you like your tires roar, well, it sounded like that, except worse. Oh, it was a Cadillac from way back.
Well,
yeah, she had to put in a rear end.
Has Marvin's car always roared?
Long as he's had it, and I don't know, he scared it to different places, and they said that different ones have told him that they knew him that roared all the time.
From the time they knew.
And he carried it to Macintosh, and they looked and they said there wasn't a thing in the world wrong with it, and said don't worry about it.
Well,
and
good.
Some fella down there told him that his brother bought one brand new and hit roared the whole time he had it.
Yeah.
So it must not be anything, you know, to hurt her. It would have done tore up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they must be a solid little car. I've thought about getting one or trying to find one. But, you know, that's hard work looking around for a car. That is hard work.
Did he get it in Gainesville?
Yes, ma'am. He got it at Chevrolet place. He just happened to... This salesman come in somewhere where Marvin was at. I don't remember now where it was. And he asked him, he said, yes, sir, I got a good one. And I mean, it's a good one. And Marvin come home and wanted me to go with him to look at it. And I said, don't talk to me about it. I ain't going to put near a dollar in no old piece of junk. And Marvin wouldn't go, and he kind of got peeved off. And I said, well, get on your clothes and let's go. So he and I and Curtis went over there, and they went off and come dragging that up there. And I asked him, I said, how much guarantees on this piece of junk out there? 10,000 miles and 12 months guarantee.
Like a new car.
Yeah, it wasn't no such a thing. But that's what he told me. 10,000 miles.
Yeah.
He didn't get there. Just time he paid for it. Why, the guarantee was off. He was off. He was on his own. He didn't.
He signed. He got the papers.
That's right. But he had a bit of trouble. We did put 4 brand new tires on it.
Oh, yes.
After the tires was bad, and after Gary got killed, I made him go and put tires on it.
Do you have any particular place where you buy tires?
Town Tire Company.
Yeah. You know that place over on Main, North Main there, I forget the man's name, used to be the headquarters. Everybody went there. But I think they sort of petering out now. I can't call his name. You know who I mean.
Goodyear?
No, he put on retreads and new ones too, tractor tires, all of them. But he's out of business now, and he turned it over to his boys, and I don't think they have much interest in it. Yeah, he's been in business a long time.
Well, now, how long has Marvin had this car? About a year? Over a year.
Something like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
You know, that, I'm, those, now, this is something that Marvin got out there to spray with?
Yes, sir.
For the fleas.
Well, I think he used this year Seven Dust. But he got a gun out there, but he used that Seven. He brought the sprayer from out there. But that Seven Dust will sure get the Mr. Fleas.
And you can spray under the house?
Yes, sir.
Or dust under the house?
Yes, sir.
And dust the dog?
Yes, sir.
And dust the chicken?
It sure did.
And it don't just make the fleas jump off, it kills them.
It kills them.
If they just jump off, you know.
Yeah, they'll raise more.
They'll jump back on. I never saw chickens like that. I saw chickens out in the open like that. They wouldn't have anything to bother them.
Oh, yeah, they do. They sure do.
And you've seen the head just solid.
Just when I shut them up, they were just as black with fleas.
You just wonder how they'd live, how could live.
Right? I just wonder how they could live through it.
And you think the mosquitoes bother them?
I know they do. Yes, sir, they eat them. They don't cover up their comb.
Oh.
They just eat them up.
Oh. Well, what can you do?
Not much of anything. We spray, but that don't keep them off.
Spraying a chicken every time he goes to roost.
No, can't hardly do that.
Well, that's funny that you have that much trouble. I guess they do everywhere, but I hadn't thought about the mosquitoes down here.
Well, now you haven't found anything like that dust to take care of the cows, that flies on the cows.
No, I haven't. Unless it would be that BD brand. B brand, I believe it is.
But now, do the flies bother your cattle?
I mean, they sure does. Do they bother yours?
Oh, yes.
No, them little black flies.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They just get a solid patch.
Mm-hmm. But you know, you can take a old croaker sacks and use that sieve and dust. I believe it's might not be sieve, marlade or something, and mix it with the old burnt oil and make a back rub for the cows, and they'll go under there and it keeps them flies off. But I just can't get Marvin to keep him out.
You can't what?
Get Marvin to keep him out.
Keep enough of them?
That's right. He'll fix one and put it up, and the cows will use it. And then when they need another one, he just won't put it up.
They really use it.
You ought to see him put up one and see how our cows takes to it.
They go right to it.
That old bull of ours goes right to it and just wallers all over them. He knows just as good what it's for.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, I never done that. I'd love to be there sometime when Marvin puts one of them out.
Well, it's worth it, and I mean to tell you, the Mr. Fly, it's that oil and that stuff, you know, they can't stand it.
Yeah. What comedy was that you were talking about? I looked that night. Did you say 9 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
I looked that night when we come on back. And I was tired. I just sleep. I was in bed. But I looked. Now, what were they doing right that night?
Oh, it's just a comical.
Yeah.
Were they
in a snowstorm?
Mm-hmm, I think so.
I didn't get the idea of it. They looked like it's crazy.
Maybe you didn't see the same one I did. We didn't see it all. I got so sleepy, I was like you. I had to go to bed.
Oh, really?
Yes, ma'am. I didn't.
We kept wishing we could have stayed on and looked at it with you, because you know we needed to have a good laugh.
Did you get the winder in?
Yeah, we got the winder in. Mm-hmm. Got to get me another one tomorrow.
Yeah. Got the hole cut out.
No, we don't cut the hole out, you know, we get the window, because when we get this hole cut out, it's got to be stopped up.
It'll be on the outside.
That's right.
Oh, so you're going to have matching windows.
What you going to do with your old ones?
I think I put them around on that back little back porch.
Yeah.
Keep the cold wind out.
Keep a little
light
around.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be good.
Yeah. We come on home, and pretty soon it's 9 o'clock, and I turned that on, and they seemed to be having a hilarious time. And I remember they was in a snowstorm, but I hadn't seen the first of it, and I didn't know exactly what was going on.
You know, we hardly ever do watch television.
Is that right? We don't either.
Well, I thought you watched it every night.
No, we don't. Mm-mm. We might sit down some evenings and see the 6 o'clock news.
Yeah.
But when that's gone, that's it most of the time.
Oh, really?
Well, you just got too many other things.
That's right. Got too many other things. Marvin, he got out yesterday evening and he cut dog fennels. So after bedtime, we should have went out to look at the cows, but just got to get them dog fennels cut out of that grass out by the road, and we got some fence to fix.
And you can't be two places at once.
That's right.
You know, the nice thing about it is you was over there cutting dog fennel, and guy was over here cutting dog fennel. We all have the same problem.
Where do you get your pellets now?
Well, I've been getting them at Brownlee's.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Toby. I could use a few if I had them, but it's, I hate to start using them so early.
Oh, you don't need them now, do you? As fat as your cows are.
Well, you know what happens once they start losing some of that. It's hard to hold them.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, if you could just keep them in good shape and not let them run down.
It's hard to do.
I found that out. It's so easy to keep them in good shape than it is to get them back up there.
That's why I hate to see Hubie showing his ribs now. But I know if we put him on some oats, he'll come back. Yeah.
That's more singing than I've heard. I don't know any fall. They don't know it's fall, do they, those birds? They think it's still summer.
They're so happy.
I put some more suet out, but I haven't been here enough to watch to see if they're eating on it. You see that little white thing there? Mm-hmm. Like
that? Now, what would that be?
Right. Yeah, tallow. Just a tallow. And they'll come for that when they won't come for feed.
They will.
Yeah.
Do you cook out for them?
No.
Just put it out.
Put a piece of tallow.
You can tack it up on a tree. Put a little thing up and put it on a tree.
Yeah, put it where you can see them, you know, that's the nicest thing.
Woodpeckers like to do it.
You, yeah.
You're a woodpecker.
On television, on Lucy's show. You know, no, it weren't on Lucy's show, it was on, Oh, I can't think of the name of the show, but a red-headed woodpecker attacked the boy, you know? And they asked this woman, what did she know about it? And said, well, all she knowed it was a red-headed woodpecker.
I imagine they can't be right.
Cloud out there again?
I hope so.
You know my clothes will get wet if it rains. You know it's almost 1 o'clock. I got to go, folks.
Well,
I got to.
Sure was fun. Just leave them right here. Just don't bother the thing, Miss Mary. Just leave it there. Just don't bother.
Well, when are y'all coming now to the house?
Well, we come over. Why don't you let me make that scent off? Not so strong.
No,
you don't need tea.
I done drank all I kept for.
Okay. You weren't too strong.
Thank you very much for this.
What y'all got on now? Why are you going to cemetery?
I'm planning on it. If Marvin, something don't happen himself, he has to stay at the home. We want to run over there.
Well, that won't take you long. And let me see, he be mowing?
Well, I don't know. I doubt it.
He not going to put out any more of that fly poison for the cows?
No, I don't. I really couldn't say what he'd be doing, mister.
That's not on the list now. That's pretty late for that, I guess.
Right, don't you need these?
No, I'm going to give them to you.
Well, I'm going to give you some eggs for them.
No!
Give you some yard eggs.
I'd just be glad for you to have them.
It was what?
Yard eggs.
What does that mean?
Country eggs.
Yard eggs.
Eggs.
Some homegrown eggs.
I sure have enjoyed it.
Hey, Miss Paul, we just look forward to Friday so much.
Hey ho!
And, y'all come on.
That's the end of the visit with Miss Guthrie. This Friday morning, the 16th of October, 1970, Channel 2 right around 2:50. Channel 2 right around 2:50. The end of the visit with Miss Guthrie this Friday morning, the 16th of October, 1970, Channel 2 right around 2:50. And the end of the visit with Miss Guthrie this Friday morning, the 16th of October, 1970,